章十六、十七节，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 through 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
大家请坐。求神祝福每一位攻读他话语的人。
Bless to who follow God's word.
我们今天的题目叫做高举圣经。
Today our title is Uphold the Bible.
我们教会今天的主题是什么，弟兄姊妹？持守圣经，大家记得非常的清楚。
The main theme of this year is Uphold and Abide by the Bible.
这个月我们正道的系列这个主题呢，也是持守圣经。
The focus of this month's summer series is about Uphold and Abide by the Bible.
我们会用四个主日分别来讲高举圣经、遵从圣经、珍爱圣经，我们也传讲圣经。
The next four Sundays we'll be preaching about Uphold the Bible, Abide by the Bible, Love the Bible, and Teach the Bible.
好，那弟兄姊妹还记得我们教会的使命五句话吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you remember the mission of our church, mission statement of our church?
我们每人讲一句，有五个人就能把它给凑出来了。代代相传啊，这是去年的主题。还有呢？
Make disciples through generation.
领人归主，感谢主，这是我们前年的主题。
Bring people to the Lord.
还有吗？建造教会是我们第一年2021年的主题。
Build up the church. Year 2021.
持守圣经，这个最容易。这是今年的主题，感谢神。Last but not least, 荣耀基督，感谢神。
Glory Christ.
这是我们从2021到2025年每年一句，我们五年的主题，就组成我们教会 CCMC 的 mission 使命。
This is there's five main themes for each of the year from year 2021 to 2025.Which is also forms the mission of CCMC.
那么今年我们强调我们要持守圣经。
This year, we're focused on uphold and abide by the Bible.
我们 CCMC 是一个传统的教会，是个有使徒传承的新约的教会。
CCMC is a church that holding of the conserve our faith and receive those teachings from our apostles and from our Lord's words.
那我们知道从宗教改革以来，所有这些正统的教会都持守叫做五大唯独。
We know there's the five solas of the Old Testament.
那这五大唯独就包括唯独圣经、唯独信心、唯独恩典、唯独基督，还有唯独荣耀神。
I'm going to be able to read the Greek, but basically means scripture alone, faith alone, grace alone, Christ alone, and glory to Lord alone.
Amen, amen.这五大唯独是我们信仰的核心。那么我再问弟兄姊妹一次，这五大唯独的根基是哪一个？
The five solas of the Protestant. That's the which one is the foundation for the five solas?
唯独，当然每一个都很重要啊，每一个都很重要。但是根基乃是圣经。
Every one of them is important, but the foundation is the Scripture.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为其他的这四大唯独都是从圣经里面来的。
Because all the other four solas also come from this scripture alone.
我们所有的正信啊，我们的教义，我们的信经，我们的宣告，必须都是单单的建基在圣经教导之下。
All of our teachings and all of our beliefs and faith is really based on the Bible, Bible alone.
所以我们除了圣经之外，没有其他的权威。
There's no other authority besides the scripture.
那么另外一方面，我们也看到在今天社会当中，包括教会里面形形色色各种的问题。
On the other hand, we've seen many, many problems in today's society.
各种问题的病根也都在于人背弃了圣经。
The root cause for all the problems we have in today's society is people turn away from the Bible.
现在注意，不单是在教会当中，甚至在不单是在社会当中，甚至在教会里面，我们也有的时候常常去高举人的智慧、理性、爱心、主义等等。
Not just in the society, but also in the churches that we've seen that people are exalting human wisdom, rationalism, the human love and the ideologies.
那这些的人的思想有的时候甚至看似也是不错，也是有一定道理的。
Many of those they sound reasonable and seem to make sense.
但是没有一样能够像我们的圣经那么的纯全。
None of them is going to be as complete as our Bible.
那样的没有任何的掺杂。
No impurity.
不是有的对，有的不对，有的好，有的坏，不是这样子。我们的圣经是完完全全、纯纯粹粹、至圣的真道。
Not partially right or partially wrong. Our Bible is complete and perfect.
那当我们偏离这本圣经的时候
，When we deviate from the Bible，
当我们厌弃这本圣经
，When we forsake the Bible，
轻看觉得这个圣经过时了
，We look down the Bible。
那我们的信仰的根基就开始出了大的窟窿、大洞。
And our foundation of faith will start cracking.
我们建基在上面的整个这个建筑就开始动摇，就要倒塌。
The building on top of the foundation will be starting, falling down.
所以我们刚才所读的这个经文，提摩太后书三章十六、十七节，我相信很多弟兄姊妹已经早就会背。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16-17, these verses we just read, I know many brothers and sisters who will remember these verses.
这也不是第一次我们以这两节经文作为我们这个礼拜一个礼拜的圣经背诵默想的金句。
It's also not the first time that we use these two verses as our memory verse for the week.
但是我们还是要再一次的强调，圣经的地位是独一无二的。
We need to continue to emphasize the importance of the Bible.
我们中间有慕道的朋友，还没有信主的福音的朋友。
We have the friends here who maybe have not received the salvation or the belief, the faith yet.
你可能会觉得说，这个圣经是一本很出色的、很不错的书。
You may think the Bible is just a really good book.
那么可能就是所有其他的宗教典籍当中的一本。
Probably one of those books among many, many other religions as well.
在几上千、成千上万年人类传递下来的各种的智慧当中的一卷。
One of the books is from all the wisdom that has passed down through thousands of years in the human history.
但是我可以告诉你
，I'll tell you，
许多的先贤伟人，他们对圣经的看法还不止于此。
Well, there are many who famous persons in the past may just have views that beyond what you think here.
他们承认圣经充满了智慧。
They admit that the Bible is full of wisdom.
但是他们更宣告圣经的超越性。
But they also proclaim the Bible is above and beyond everything we have.
它是独一无二的。
Uniqueness.
我们来看一下美国许多任的总统，实际上他们都有发表过对于圣经他们的这个令人惊叹的论述。
Many presidents of the United States of America has proclaimed their understanding of the Bible.
那我们先看，在这里只跟大家看几位。首先是华盛顿总统。
We'll start with George Washington.
他说，是没有可能这个来正确的管理一个国家，如果没有神，没有圣经的话，完全没有可能。
He said it's impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible.
美国的开国先父已经给我们定了一个基调，这个国家必须是在圣经原则的指导之下来治理。
The founding fathers of the United States have, just really claimed that we're really under one God.
这个国家才能够真正的蒙福。
That this country will be blessed.
那我们来看另外一位非常伟大的总统林肯。
Another very, very famous and great president, Abraham Lincoln.
他说：“我相信圣经是神给人类的最好的礼物。”
He said, "I believe the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to man."
关于我们救主的一切的美德。
All the good of the Savior of the world.
关于世界救主一切的美德都通过这一本书告诉我们。
It's communicated to us through the book.
那后面我们再看看其他的很多届的总统。
Well, there are many other presidents.
我们这里只是挑出来一些。
This is only a few selected examples.
如果你到这个 Liberty University, 自由大学的网站上，实际上他们有一个非常的全的好多历届的伟人，包括历届总统，他们对圣经的这个一个 comment。
If you go to the website of the Liberty University, you will see many of the quotes regarding the Bible from the presidents of the United States in the past.
美国第二任总统 John Adams.
Second president of the United States, John Adams.
他说世界上最好的书是什么呢？就是圣经。
That the Bible is the best book in the world.
他说它里面的内容比所有我见过的这个图书馆里的内容实际上要更加的丰富和重要。
It contains more than all the libraries I have.
那美国的第三任总统非常有名的 Thomas Jefferson,
the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson,
他说圣经能够造出来这个世界上最好的民族。
He said the Bible makes the best people in the world.
Andrew Jackson, 第七任总统
the seventh president of the United States, Andrew Jackson,
他说这一本书指的就是圣经。
That book, sir,
他说是我们整个的这个共和国建基的基础。
It's the rock on which our republic rests.
那美国第十八任总统格兰特。
And the 18th president.
他说圣经是我们国家自由的一个根基锚。
He said the Bible is the anchor of our liberties.
那么第二十六任总统 Teddy Roosevelt.
26th president. Theodore Roosevelt.
他说任何一个受过教育有知识的人都不可能是圣经的这个无知者。
No educated man can afford the ignorance of the Bible.
还有许许多多这些的伟人在他们的心目当中圣经的地位是超越的。
There are many other great men in the history that they have proclaimed that God, that the Bible is impossible, or is insurmountable.
虽然今天这个国家的那些所谓最聪明的人士最有能力的人士，他们想把圣经扫入历史的一个角落。
Well, there are many so-called wise men in today's societies who try their best, try to sweep the Bible into the corner.
但是这样带来的结果，只可能是整个国家和社会的道德的沦落。
But what has happened is resulting in the policies and the fallen moral standards of the societies and the world.
另外我们看到很多的出色的科学家作家，他们对圣经有一个极其卓越的这样的一个看见。
There are many famous scientists and writers that have written about how great the Bible is.
大科学家牛顿说圣经的预言有许多可信的凭据。
Isaac Newton said that there are many credible evidences, more sure marks of authenticity in the Bible than is any profane history.
他说我们人类的这个历史是一个 profane 的这样一个历史，但是圣经确实有许许多多的这个确据的。
The surety, authenticity in the Bible.
那我们看俄国的大文豪托尔斯泰。
Leo Tolstoy.
他说在目前的社会情况下没有圣经就不可能教育孩童。
He said without the Bible, the education of a child in the present state of society is impossible.
我只想再加一句，在我们现今的这个社会当中是更加的真实这句话。
This is cannot be more true in today's society.
科学家法拉第。
Michael Faraday.
他说当人们以这本神圣的书来指导他们时，怎么会误入歧途呢？
He said, why will people go astray when they have this blessed book to guide them?
我实在是盼望我们的教会高举圣经。
Pray to the Lord that our church will uphold the Bible.
我们每一个家庭，每一位弟兄姊妹，我们高举圣经。
Each family and each of our brothers and sisters will uphold the Bible.
我们年长的一辈为我们做了高举圣经的榜样。
Our elders have shown our great examples to uphold the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我们的蒙恩小组每一次聚会的时候，一开始他们就先非常认真的来读一遍，来背诵我们每个礼拜圣经金句，而且是好几个礼拜的都拿出来一起再来反复的复习。
That make a great example to show us how to read Bible verses in each of the gatherings and memorize them.
愿我们年轻一辈，愿我们年幼的一代，我们也能够代代相传下去。
There are younger generations also make disciples through generations.
弟兄姊妹，我们去年的主题是代代相传的，千万不要去年过去了，好像这个主题就不要了，不是这个意思。
The last year's theme is make disciples through generations, but just because we turn the year into 2024, let's not forget we still need to make disciples through generations.
我们教会的使命这五句话都是密切相关联的。
The five main themes of our churches are all connected with each other.
愿我能够把对圣经的持和尊崇这样一种态度传递下去。
Let's pass the, you know, and make disciples through generations through the attitude towards how do we uphold and abide by the Bible.
你知道吗？如果我们的下一代，他们真的是与圣经的话语做脚前的灯，路上的光，那我们是无比的放心。
If our next generation makes our Lord's words onto the lamp onto their path and theyou know, then we'll have assurance that they will be continue following God's word, God's path.
他们走在当行的道上，就是到老也不偏离。
They will not stray from the path that our Lord has given them.
圣经是人类历史上流通最广、最畅销的书，没有之一。
The Bible is the most widely circulated best-selling book in human history.
在某一个民族、国家、社会，在某一定的历史时期当中，也许有某一本书超过圣经。
Maybe the period of times or in any given nations, there could be a book that have more during that particular time period.
但是这些都会过去。
But they will all pass.
我记得我的小的时候啊，那个大家。什么结婚送礼物啊，这个乔迁新居送礼物啊，那时候你知道送一套什么吗？毛选。
I remember when I was little, there was the gift, common gift from people were special wedding gifts, and those kinds of things will be the words from Chairman Mao.
嗯，我记得我爸爸妈妈结婚的时候，但那个时候我还没有啊。
Well, my parents married.
嗯，家里人家送了好多套的毛选。
Well, there's many copies of the words from Chairman Mao.
因为我后来长大一点嘛，我说家里怎么这么多这个东西？然后这个宝贝啊，这个人家送的。
Well, I was growing up, I was asking why we have so many of this book, and my parents told me, well, you know, it's a treasure that they give us as a gift.
我小时候，我小小一点，很刚开始记事不久，有一次我爸爸去单位开大会。
Well, I was still little. I just started to remember things, and I remember my father wanted to attend a assembly.
后来他回来非常的紧张啊。
He came back very nervous.
他说我忘了带红宝书去了。
He said, I forgot to bring, the red book. Well,
the little red book.
The little red book.
但是红宝书是指什么？毛主席语录。
Yeah, the words from Chairman Mao.
这个语录大家都要开会都要去举的。
So you need to actually raise it up and during those assemblies.
这个东西如果你敢不带，那不是逗别人，就把你揪上去逗了。
Well, if you didn't bring it with you, then there may not be other people who's going to be criticized on the stage, and you will be brought up.
他说还好没有人注意到，所以他就躲过了。
Well, luckily nobody else noticed, though, so he escaped.
但是今天我们的年轻一代，谁还知道毛选是怎么回事？谁还知道红宝书是怎么回事
？But when you look at our young generation now, who knows those words from the chairman now?
可是圣经。是永远不会改变，永远不会过时的。
But the Bible is always true and is eternal.
我们知道圣经到现在已经有，而且是超过，这是旧的数字，超过了2200种的外语的译本。
So there are many, many translations, 2200 foreign language translations of the Bible.
没有第二本书能够有这么多的译本。
There's no second book that has this many translations.
你知道这个 Bible Wycliffe 这个圣经翻译协会说到2022年将实现几乎所有语言组别的人都可以有自己的圣经。我们今天已经是2024年。
So, just a while back they predicted by 2022 will be possible for almost every language group have their own Bible. So we're already in 2024 now.
也就是说在圣经全世界不管你的语言是多么的小多么的稀有多么的已经要灭绝的一个语种。
Well, no matter how small or how small group of the people and the exotic of the language is, that there will be a translation.
那么你的这样的一个语言当中，已经至少有一部分你的语言翻译出来的圣经已经存在了。
At least part of the Bible was already translated in your language.
在历代以来，无数的人想要消灭圣经、驳倒圣经，但最后他们却不得不信服圣经。
Well, throughout the ages, countless people have tried to or wanted to destroy the Bible and refute it, but in the end, they had to believe it.
很有名的神学家兰姆他讲过一句话。
Theologian Ram has said a famous word.
他说圣经的丧钟响过万次了，送葬的行列聚集了，墓碑上的文字也雕刻了，葬礼致辞也宣读了，可尸体却从未长眠于此。
He said, a thousand times over, the death knell of the Bible has been sounded, a funeral procession formed, and the inscription cut on the tombstone, and committal read, but somehow the corpse never stayed put.
我们大家可能也听说过，这是一个事实，就即使是把世界上所有的各种语言的圣经把它消灭得干干净净。
Well, we've probably heard this before, that even if you try to destroy all the books, you know, all languages, all the Bible translations in the world.
然后你从人类所有的图书馆里面把所有对圣经引用的经句都把它拿出来，我们还能够组成一本完整的圣经。
Well, and also if you try to read all the references in all the books in all libraries of regarding Bible, then we can still come up with a complete Bible.
弟兄姊妹，这本书的地位是超越的。
The status of Bible is above all.
因为这不是一本单单只是人写的书，它是神的默示。
Because this book is not from humans, it's really inspired by God.
我们刚刚所读过的提摩太后书三章十六十七节清楚地告诉我们，圣经都是神所默示的。
As in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 to 17 told us, all scripture is inspired by God.
下一个礼拜我们会继续看我们要遵从圣经教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益的叫属神能得以完全预备行各样的善事。
So next week and the week following, so we'll continue learning about, you know, because the Bible is beneficial to the teaching for rebuke, for corrections, for training in righteousness.
那么今天呢，我们重点来看这个圣经，我们为什么要高举？为什么我们说这是从神而来
？Today our focus is on the inspiration of the Bible.
这个inspired by God， 有的英文的版本呢，会把它直接翻译成 All Scripture is God breathed。
And there's certain English translation will say the, instead of saying the inspiration or inspired by God, they will just say God breathed the scripture.
这告诉我们这个圣经虽然它有人类的作者但是从根本上它是神的圣灵的一个呼出。
It told us that even though the Bible may be written down by human, but really inspired and breathed through the Holy Spirit.
为什么说是圣灵的呼出呢因为灵跟气这两个字在原文当中是同一个词根。
Why did we say it's breathed by the Holy Spirit? Because in the original text, the Holy Spirit and the breathing is really kind of is one word.
所以圣经真正的作者背后的作者乃是圣灵他自己。
So the real author of the Bible is Holy Spirit and the God himself.
既然圣经是圣灵所写的
，Because the Bible is really written by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就知道它不可能里面有任何的掺杂。
So we know that there won't be impurity Bible.
它不是说有一部分是神的话语，有一部分是人的话语。
It's not like just part of the Bible is through God and part of that is through human.
它也不是说有一部分可能在今天的时代还适用，但有一部分在今天时代它就已经过时了它就已经无效了，不可能的。
It's also impossible that just part of the Bible is applied to today's world, but the other parts may be already obsolete.
那么今天有的人对圣经这个默示有一些的模模糊糊各种各样不同的一些理解。
But today there's many different type of understandings about what it means by inspired or breathed through the Holy Spirit.
有人认为说圣经是神所默示，那是不是就是每一位的这个作者在写作圣经的时候，突然就脑袋里面一片的空白，像一个木偶一样，然后圣灵就来 dictate、就来这个指导他，你写上这每一个字，叫做机械默示论。
Some people say, well, maybe because, you know, like, because it's inspired by God, and then maybe the human author who's the one that are writing this, their mind becomes blank and they're just mechanically kind of following what the Holy Spirit leads them to write, and they, yeah.
Yeah. 那么呢，如果是这样子的话，其实你要是真正去读圣经本身，你就发现每一位圣经作者他们自己写作的风格、用词的特点都各有不同。
But when you read the Bible, you actually do see different styles, different kind of usage of words, and through each of the different authors.
有的作者他们用词非常的丰富。
There's some authors that are really knowledgeable and make great use of the words.
旧约当中的所罗门，新约当中的路加，写作是非常的。这个写作风格非常的特别，用词极其丰富。
King Solomon in the Old Testament or the Luke in the New Testament, you can see they're very, very good at using their words.
也有另外有些的词汇是圣经某一位的作者特别专门喜欢用的。
Well, you also see some of the words or, you know, the styles that's particularly preferred by a particular author.
那么也有的作者因为他的背景的缘故，用词很简单。
There are also authors that, because of their background, they use very simple words.
比如说使徒约翰。
This is the Apostle John.
他的用词就希腊文特别的简单。
He used very simple words in Greek.
这个跟他的背景有关系，约翰本来是做什么的？他是打鱼的。
Because his background, he was a fisherman.
但是我们知道一方面圣经当中有不同的作者的写作特点，可是当圣灵去默示，圣灵要做一件事。
Well, even though each of them also have their own styles, but when they're inspired, you know, the breeze through the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit will do one thing.
这个默示叫做完全字句默示 verbal plenary inspiration.
It's called verbal plenary inspiration.
圣灵绝不是只是给这个作者一个大概的意思，然后你就照这个意思随便去写，不是这样子。
The Holy Spirit did not just give a general theme of the book, and then the author just, the human author just do whatever, write whatever, along the theme.
那么我们这里就有经文清清楚楚地告诉我们，实际上圣经的一点一画啊，这个完全的字句的都是圣灵的默示。
Well, we'll see the Bible verses here to tell us that each of the words in the Bible is actually, whether it's one jot or one tittle, is all through the Holy Spirit.
所以如果要是有人跟你说啊，圣经就是包含着一点，包含着一些，包含着一部分神的话，你说这是不对的。
So if someone tell you that Bible is only partially through God, or some of the words are through God, then you can tell them this is wrong.
但是同时圣灵又在引导着啊，这些作者虽然保留各自的写作的风格，可是圣灵保守一件事情，就是写出来的无谬无误。
But the Holy Spirit also, though each of them may have their own styles and use different words, but still the Holy Spirit is helping them to lead them to preserve the Holy Spirit, the words from the Holy Spirit in this process of transmission.
写作出来的历史的记载也是无谬无误的。
So、God's words is without error. And when you talk about history and when you talk about the other
讲到我们的先祖，讲到以色列人犯罪，连那些很不堪的事情，都是诚诚实实的、原原本本的把它都写了下来。
It's very honest, it's documenting all the policies, all the wrong things that the ancestors of the Israel people had done.
所以告诉我们，神的话是完完全全安定在天的。
It tells us God's word is settled in heaven and without error.
马太福音五章十八节，主说：“天地废去了，律法一点一画都不能废去。”
In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 18 told us that till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled.
主说：“天地要废去，我的话都不能废去。”
Chapter 24, verse 35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away.
那另外一方面，我们也看到，因着圣灵的默示，所以圣经是一本千古奇书，或者我们叫是一本天书，从天上来的书。
The Bible is really unique. It's really a book from heaven.
它的写作的范围在三个大洲：亚非欧。
Was written in across three continents: the Asia, Africa, and Europe.
以三种不同的语言来写就。
Three different languages:
希伯来文、亚兰文、希腊文。
Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek.
它里面66卷书也极多的各种各样不同的文体。
There are many different genres, like, yeah.
有这个史记、法律啊、诗歌、书信、论述、传记、自传、预言、比喻啊、启示、文学等等不同的文体修辞。
Such as historical records, laws, poetry, letters, treatises, biography, autobiographies, prophecies, parables, apocalyptic literature.
所有这些的文体前前后后写作1500年的时间。
But through almost 1500 years, all these books were written.
40多位不同的作者写成。
More than 40 different authors.
他们的身份背景极其的不一样。
A very diverse background.
有的是君王，有的是医生，有的是牧羊人。
Kings, commanders, farmers, philosophers.
那么写出来的这66卷书却绝不是一本简单的文集。
But it's not a collection of texts.
我以前做过这个基督教杂志的主编。
I used to be an editor for Christian publication.
后来我发现这个做编辑呢是特别累的一件事情。
I find out that it's a very hard job to be an editor.
尤其有的时候我们每出一本杂志，这本杂志呢，我们要定一个主题。
When we publish a magazine, we usually try to define a main theme.
比如说某一期我们定的主题就是教会的敬拜。
Sometimes we say, okay, the worship of church.
然后我们就开始去组稿了。
Then we're looking for the articles that in that theme.
请不同的牧者教会同工在教会敬拜当中有参与的弟兄姊妹就来为我们写稿子。
We ask for the pastors or brothers who are serving in the church, that to send their, the author, article to us.
然后呢我们就收来了许许多多稿子，这就是一个很大的一个文集。
Then we have a collection of texts.
那我们在其中呢还要做筛选。
Then we have to decide which ones to take, which ones not.
那么选定那些稿子呢，有的稿子这个地方写的我们要给它做一些的编辑，有的要做一些的删减，要做一些调整。
And even some of the ones who were selected, we have to decide which parts and to keep which one parts to modify.
甚至对于有一些的这个整个这一本的主题呢，不同的作者写出来他们观点是矛盾的。
Sometimes we also see conflicting texts even under the same theme.
那么在你做编辑的时候，你做主编的时候，那你就很辛苦了，要跟这个作者沟通沟通，给这个作者改一改。
As an editor, then you have to communicate with both, and, just to see if they can make a modification.
而且呢，我们叫做三审三校，先是有其他的编辑，这个编辑，比如我分给这位编辑，你来改这篇文章，这个编辑改这篇文章，然后我们各个编辑他自己的改法又不一样。
And there's three reviews, three corrections, and each of the editors themselves may also have a different views.
那改过来了以后，然后我对主编的再要看一遍。
Then after everybody kind of finished their reviews, as the editor in chief, that I have to review all of them.
那有的其他编辑改的地方，这个地方不行这个地方的神学观点实际上是不对的，还要把它改或改回去再改回来，非常的麻烦。
They're going round and round because, there's multiple rounds of modification that is needed by the editor.
然后定稿了，好了，定稿了以后呢，我们有一个 blueprint, 然后送到印刷厂，印刷厂拿回来，你还要这时候再看一遍。
But finally, when we finalize all the text and everything was sent to the publisher, then, they will send back the blueprint, then we'll have to review again.
有时候已经拿到 blueprint, 突然发现，不行，这里面还有错误，还要改，那个时候是最麻烦了。
Once you see the blueprint, sometimes you still see there's errors there, then you have to change it, that's really complicated.
因为印刷厂那个印刷机它是要不停的印，这几天就印你这个杂志，你一旦把这个空档过了，那人家就去印别的，就不管你了。
Because they have a publishing schedule, they will just, in the few days, just publish everything, they will just try to print out all the things about this publication. And so if you miss the window, then you may not be able to change that anymore.
啊，所以我那时候做编辑的时候，白天牧会，然后晚上呢就开始不断的去改文章，有时候真的是连夜不停的要去做这些事情。
So while I was the editor in chief, then I have to, in the daytime, I was preaching in the church, and then at night, I would have to do all this editing work.
啊，即使这样，最后这本杂志一出来，然后一拿着看，哎呦，完了，里面还有两个错。
Despite all this best efforts, then when we finally see the published version, then we see, there's still a couple errors there.
这一旦印这个印出去发行出去，那就这个没有办法了。
But now there's nothing we can do because it's already published.
那有时候如果要是有严重的疏漏，那我们就只能够在下一期，我们怎么样呢？致读者，致歉，我们这个地方要改，要刊物。
And sometimes when there's a major error, then we have to, in the next publication, then we have to publish a correction letter and to apologize to the readers.
好，弟兄姊妹，你想想，整个有一个编辑部啊，有许多的编辑、执行编辑、主任编辑，然后我们请的各种不同的作者，大部分都是中文的作者，大家都是语言背景、文化、时代是一样的。
Can you imagine we have a whole department of editors and we're all kind of reviewing this. We all speak the same language in Chinese and we almost all have similar background.
但即使是这样子，你出一本杂志就是一个文集，都这么的辛苦。
Despite that, and still very complicated to publish a collection of texts.
圣经跨越1500年15个世纪，甚至更多。
The Bible span across 15 centuries.
这么多的作者。
So many different authors.
背景如此的不同。
Very diverse background.
他们完全没有可能把这40多个人都聚集在一起，说你写这一部分啊，你写这一部分啊，然后我们中间要这样去呼应啊，都不可能开这样的作者会议的。
It's impossible to have a meeting with all the authors, to tell them to say, okay, you will be writing about this part and you will be writing about this part, and how do we keep them coherent?
但是圣经是有惊人的统一性，历史的一贯性，前后的呼应，彼此印证，主题贯穿始终。那么只有一位超越时空的人。做那真正的编辑才有可能。
But the Bible has amazing unity, historical consistency, and mutual confirmations and themes throughout. There's only one explanation that one true editor who transcends time and space who can do this.
我做了几年的编辑，我才真真正正的更加的 appreciate, 更加的惊叹这一本的圣经是何等的伟大。
After I took on the editor work for several years, I finally realized how great the Bible is.
这唯一的真正答案只能够是这圣经有一个真正的作者，就是圣灵他自己。
The only answer is there's only one true author of all this text, that's the Holy Spirit.
好，我们高举圣经，下面我们看圣经的核心到底是什么，或者说是谁。
Now we want to talk about the focus of the Bible. What about, who and what is it about?
想要记住非常简单，就是六个字，一个人，还有一件事。
Six letters, one person and one thing.
一个人指的是谁
？What is the one person?
感谢赞美神，就是耶稣。
Jesus himself.
整本圣经都是在讲耶稣。
The whole book is about Jesus.
千千万万不要说，只是后27卷新约才讲耶稣。
Do not say that only the New Testament is the book to talk about Jesus.
主耶稣在跟犹太人对话的时候就明讲说你们查考圣经。
But when Jesus was talking to the Jewish people, they were talking about when you're searching the Bible.
当耶稣跟犹太人对话说你们查考圣经，这个圣经指的是圣经的哪一部分？旧约。
Yeah, when Jesus was referring to the scripture at the time when he was talking to the Jewish people, which book he was referring to? He was referring to the Old Testament.
你说新约还没有写完。还没有写出来呢。
The New Testament has been written.
所以大家说的对，指的是旧约。主耶稣跟犹太人说，你们查考旧约圣经，因你们以为内中有永生。
You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life.
给我做见证的就是这经。
And these are they which testify of me.
然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life.
我以前读这个这个希伯来人这个犹太教的这个上这门课的时候。
So why was this, learning about this, you know, in the Hebrews?
那我们的这个教授在以色列做了很多年的宣教士。
Yeah, my professor used to be missionaries in the Israel.
但是我们在以色列传福音的时候呢，我们是不用新约圣经的。
He said when we're spreading gospel in Israel, we do not use New Testament.
因为你跟这个犹太人传福音，你用新约呢，比较给自己找麻烦。
He said it will be problematic when we're preaching the gospels to the Jewish people with the New Testament.
因为他们不接受新约圣经。
Because they do not accept the New Testament.
他说我们就用旧约圣经，里面有非常丰富的关于耶稣基督的这个预言，把人指向这一位的救世主弥赛亚。
So we'll just use the Old Testament because there's still plenty of reference and the prophecies about Jesus Christ that we can lead people towards him.
提摩太后书三章十五节。
Chapter, to 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
The Holy Scriptures which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
圣经是为耶稣做见证。
Bible is a testimony of Jesus Christ.
让人因信耶稣基督才能够来得救。
So we can and receive salvation through Jesus Christ.
那后面就是十六、十七节。
And after this is the verse 16 and 17, which we read earlier.
好，一件事指的是什么
？What is the one thing?
救恩或者说救赎。
The salvation.
整本圣经贯穿的这样一根主线，就是人的失落，神对人的救赎。
The whole theme of the Bible is talking about the fallen, the sin of the man, the human, and how God has saved them through Jesus Christ.
那这样一个救恩救赎以什么来代表呢？以十字架来代表。
What is the representation of this salvation? The cross.
使徒保罗说，我曾经定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2, Apostle Paul said,For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
当讲到耶稣基督钉十字架，就指的是耶稣基督来做成的这件救赎的大功。
When we talk about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, we talk about the salvation that He has accomplished.
所以我们说，耶稣基督来为世人流血舍身、死里复活，是人类历史的一个顶点，是最重要的一个时刻。
This is the, really the apex and the most important moment in human history that when Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed blood for all of us.
那么整本圣经的 focus 的中心一件事情就是这件事情。
This is the central point and the most important thing in the Bible.
好啊，那我们要比较快，我们最后来看圣经的这个权威性。
Next, we're going to look at the authority of the Bible.
啊，刚才我已经讲到了，既然圣经有如此的超越性。那么它一定就有独一的权威性。
Because Bible transcends everything, and we talk about that the authority, the only authority that associated with it, only the Bible has.
那在这一点上，我们基督教的这个五大唯独
，We talk about the five solas of the Protestant.
和天主教还有一些很多其他的异端有一个非常鲜明的一个区别。
This is a very, very important difference between the Christian faith versus the Catholicism or other heresies.
当我们说圣经是独一的权威，唯独圣经的时候，就是在宣告不可能有其他任何跟圣经平起平坐的权威。
When we proclaim the authority of the Bible, we're talking about there's no other things can be in parallel with have similar authorities like the Bible.
不可能有另外一位的教皇或者教主他颁布一条谕令说这个谕令能够去补充圣经能够去更正圣经这是完全不可能。
There's no command or the proclamation from Pope or other bishops that can supplement or change the authority of the Bible.
神也不可能说我再启示另外一卷书 Another Testament of Jesus Christ 也是不可能的。
And they're also impossible for God to say, well, we'll have another book that talk about the salvation of Jesus Christ.
刚才我们说到 another testament, 我们知道有 Old Testament, 有 New Testament, 但是有一个异端他们说我们还有 another testament, 你知道我们指的是哪一本书吗
?So we talk about that there's the Old Testament and this New Testament in our Bible, but there's another heresy talking about there's another book that's also a testament.Do you know who's the which one?
就是摩门教。
The Mormons.
这个摩门经 Book of Mormon 底下就是一句话，你看它封面这句话，就说是耶稣基督的另外一卷约书，新约旧约来再来一卷约书。
Yeah, the Book of Mormon claim that it's another testament from Jesus Christ.
所以不管人怎么说啊，这个摩门教啊，现在这个影响越来越大。前一段圣诞节的时候，去年年底圣诞节，在美国 Times Square 时代广场，它这个同时40多块屏幕播这个世界的光，讲耶稣降生，然后很多基督徒都很兴奋。实际上那是摩门教他们花钱搞，你知道吗？
Just the past this New Year, you want to see the Times Square, which is talking about the salvation from our Lord.Which is a big billboard. We talk about it, and many Christians are excited about it. But in reality, it's really coming from the moment.
我跟摩门教徒有很多打很多的交道。
I have many interactions with the moment.
因为摩门教发源地就是原来我住了19年的那个城市。
Because the origin of the moment is coming from the city I used to live for 19 years.
离我家两个房子，原来我们一个邻居那一家就是非常虔诚的摩门教徒。
Two houses down my house, you know, where I live, is someone who's faithfully believing in the moment.
摩门教徒一直跟我说，我们拜的是同一个神。
The people from the Mormons will say, well, we believe the same God. We believe in the same God.
他们一定会跟你说，我也是基督徒。
They also tell you that we're Christians too.
这点是跟耶和华见证人会不一样。
This is very different than the Jehovah's Witness, the people from the Jehovah's Witness.
但是我们清楚地跟那些摩门教徒说，对不起，我们拜的不是一个神。
But we have to clearly tell them, the people from Mormons say, no, we do not believe in the same God.
就是因为他们在根基上的权威上面就已经出错误了。
Because they have the already erred on the authority of the Bible.
好，另外还有我们要快乐，关于圣经正典形成也有一些错误的看法。
There are also errors in views about the formation of the biblical canon.
有人去质疑圣经的权威，有的人特别去质疑新约圣经的权威。
Your people are challenging about the authority of the New Testament.
我遇到有的人就说我觉得旧约更可信。
Some people say, well, I just only want to believe in the Old Testament.
他说新约圣经，对不起。Okay. 他说新约圣经呢是一次一次主教会议，然后一直到什么迦太基会议最后才定下来。
He said, well, the New Testament is really through many councils of the Christians, especially through the Council of Carthage in 397 AD, that's finally confirmed the 27th book of the New Testament.
实际上如果您真的是好好的去读教会历史
But you actually read the history of the church,
你会意识到并不是这些主教会议反过来去定圣经
It's not really through those councils that they determine which is the canon,
而是在这300年的逼迫当中
Rather it's through the persecution of the 300 years.
在没有现代的印刷的技术，这个流通的管道，圣经这样一卷一卷传递的过程当中
，There's no modern way of circulating and communicating the Bible, the biblical canon.
新约圣经在圣灵的保守之下已经形成了。
The New Testament is through the protection of through the Holy Spirit is already formed.
在不同的教会，他们手里所有的新约的书卷是不同的，是不完整的。
Well, the many churches at the time, they may have, you know, may not have the full complete, scripture text.
主教会要做的事情只不过是反过来去确认教会已经形成的所接受的，这是圣灵保守给我们的圣经。
The council is really trying to determine, you know, through the Holy Spirit that which ones is really kind of conform and through the many years of persecutions and preservations that which one is the biblical canon.
下面我们还要强调一点，就是圣经有它的使徒性。
The apostolic nature of the Bible.
当圣经完成以后，神通过圣经对人说话，就不再有使徒与先知的职分，这是我们要特别强调的。
After the completion of the Bible, the God spoke to people through the Bible, and there's no longer the office of apostles or prophets.
这里的先知不包括先知讲道，弟兄姊妹注意。
Well, when we talk about the prophets here, we did not talk about the when you preaching through prophetic kind of proclamations.
如果是按照正义分解真理的道 ，rightly divide the word， 这个是今天做传道人的职责。
Well, it's still our duty to rightly divide the words.
但是我们说，如果是那种预言性、启示性的先知，当圣经写完以后就没有了。
But When the Bible is complete, there's no longer the role of the apostles or the prophets.
另外一点就是我们必须要强调圣经的完整性，圣经写作不可添加，也不可删减。
The integrity of the Bible, which should not try to add or delete from the Bible, the text.
今天有的时候我们的弟兄姊妹，我们作为基督徒。
As a Christian today.
那我们对待圣经呢，虽然我们口头上说啊，这是圣经，都是神的话语。
We may say the Bible is from our Holy Spirit.
但是在圣经里面有一些比较难理解，或者我自己个人的神学观念啊，我自己的一些思想背景，我不太能够去认同的部分，那我们就把这部分圣经忽略掉。
But there may be parts that is hard for me to understand, or difficult to understand, or maybe I do not agree with it, then I would just ignore that part of the Bible.
那如果这样，我们就干犯了圣经的完整性。
Well, this is violating the integrity of the Bible.
如果它真的是圣经，就让 let the Bible be Bible, 让圣经真正来做圣经。
Well,If the Bible truly is God's word, then we should let the Bible be Bible and truly believe in every word in the Bible.
每一字一句都在我们的生命当中来掌权。
Every word, every sentence really has its authority in our life.
当我对圣经当中有一部分我不理解不明白的时候，不是圣经的问题，是我的问题。
If I couldn't understand or I couldn't agree with that part of the Bible, it's not the Bible's problem, rather it's my problem.
而且弟兄姊妹，跟随主这些年来，我总结出一个啊，这个一个结论。
I have a conclusion after following our Lord many years.
越是圣经里面好像看似难理解的，看似我一开始我的这个神学观点，我的一些意见不太认同的那一部分。
Well, especially about the parts that was hard to understand, or maybe the parts I don't necessarily agree as the previous one.
当我真正谦卑下来我自己。
When I really humble myself.
真正把我自己投入到圣经的主的话语里面去。
When really put myself into the words of our God.
让圣经来引导。
Let the Bible lead me.
让圣灵来开启。
Let the Holy Spirit to guide me.
我发现越是去完全的遵照圣经，特别是我不太能够接受的部分，我去遵行，我的生命越能够得到成长。
When truly follow the Bible, to the completeness of the Bible,And even, especially for the parts that I don't have difficulty to understand or may not agree before, I find that's truly God's will.
我们对圣经的理解，对神的认识，能够更加的深入和完全。
I'll have a deeper understanding of God's will in our daily life.
最后，我们在这里给我们的慕道的朋友还是有一个忠告。
Now I have advice for.Our friends here who may not have received the faith and the belief of Jesus Christ.
盼望我们能够怀着谦卑的心来仔细读圣经。
When we read the Bible with a humbly heart,
你真的会发现这真是神话。
You will truly discover that this is word from our God.
那我们信主的人也要小心，绝不在圣经之外去找任何的权
利。For our believers, be very.Make sure we discern that we do not seek other authorities besides the Bible.
让我们把神的话藏在心底。
Hidden His words onto our heart.
我们一起低头祷告。
We pray.
天父，感谢赞美。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是万王之王，万主之主。
You're Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
你的话语安定在天。
Your word is settled, in heaven and without error.
永不改变。
Never changes.
让我们的教会做高举圣经的教会。
May our church uphold and abide by the scripture.
让我们每一个家庭，每一个弟兄姊妹，从老到少，我们都来做高举圣经的。
Let each our family, each our brothers and sisters, from elderly to the young generations, they all uphold and abide by the Bible.
你的话语真的是我们生命的粮食。
This is the bread of our life.
让我们也在这一年当中，我们不断地来深化思想，如何高举而且遵从你的圣道。
In your truthful words, may us to seek your will and to uphold and abide by your teaching.
以主的话语为宝贝，把自己的圣道传扬给更多的人。
May we teach those precious words to more people.
让他们能够因信耶稣基督而得救。
So they can be saved through their faith in Jesus Christ.
奉主的圣名祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢